such thing as a gaucho named Klaus. Mysterious past that he don't talk about. You find stormtrooper boots hidden deep in his house. And there ain't no such thing as a gaucho named Klaus. I'm fighting hard for the fatherland until the battle was lost. What happened at Nuremberg bothered him, so the ocean he knew he must cross. Well, they dropped him a line to the Vatican, saying I hate Jews and commies. The Pope said this boy is all right with me. In fact, he reminds me of mommy. And now three gauchos sit by a fire and watch the setting Argentinian sun. I'm tired from roping doggies, Klaus, Paco, and Juan. Paco and Juan chat over hoe cakes and beans. Klaus is tight-lipped by the fire, bragging, exaggerated matches, of which those two boys never tire. Juan claims once he killed a man for making a senorita cry. One man died at Paco's hand, though no one can quite recall why. Maybe it was too much cerveza, but the air in the end is gray still. Klaus got a look on his face and said, you boys don't know what it is to kill. When I work selections at Auschwitz, I killed 1,000 a day. I sent some to the barracks and some to be gassed, and I saved some for Dr. Mengele. No more words were spoken, but there was silence and bedrolls to think. Paco and Juan slept uneasy, Klaus slept not awake. Morning fell soft on the gaucho, Juan rubbed the sleep from his eyes. Klaus and his bedroll had gone in the night. No one was really surprised. Now a gaucho with a thick German accent creeps over the border at dawn. He'll find him a farm in Uruguay, and he'll stay till he has to move on. 'Cause there ain't no such thing as a gaucho named Klaus. Mysterious past that he don't talk about. You find stormtrooper boots hidden deep in his house. 'Cause there ain't no such thing as a gaucho named Klaus.